Phil and I have been married now for 5 years, and certainly in that time, it's been enough time now that it feels like metaphorically we've experienced all the different seasons, like the newness of spring, and that just when we were first married, we spent quite some time doing a lot of itinerant ministry all over Australia and having the craziest of adventures, living out of our car for some of that time, and just getting to minister in so many different kind of settings and schools and churches and conferences, and seeing God provide for us in pretty extraordinary ways. So that was like a summer season. It just felt like this season of harvest, and we got to the point where we felt like we were pouring so much out in ministry, and a mentor said to us, you know, I think there's some danger, early signs of burnout happening, so I'm encouraging you to take a sabbatical. And so we did that, and so that was kind of like an autumn season, you know, a time to rest, and we moved back up to Queensland, and we just took 6 months where we just really took it easy ministry-wise. We did stuff that was going to put back into the tank. We got really reconnected with our local church, who'd been supporting us from afar as we did itinerant ministry. But really, there's nothing like being a part of that local church in a regular kind of sense. And so that was a very healing and refreshing kind of time for us. And then obviously recently we've become parents, and that has just been quite the roller coaster ride, and to be honest has been there's been elements of that have been a real winter season that there's been all sorts of difficulty and different complications. And I think this album, the reason I've called it Seasons, is a lot of those different experiences in recent times I've poured out in the music, and just with that idea of God's faithfulness throughout those very changing seasons of life, and how thankful I am that He really is an anchor in changing times.
And that is just so true. I think we've all experienced through our life journey times when we really just had to hang on for the ride. I'm sure, Phil, you had a similar experience alongside Bell, only it's different for us blokes, isn't it?
That's a fact. And so whilst on the one hand, you know, you're trying to be the man, the supporter, the provider, you're also carrying your own emotions and your own sense of, God, what are you up to as this season is unfolding, and how do I best navigate that? So, yeah, it's a challenge for us guys, and I think we really tend to bottle things up, and I know that that's the temptation for me, and to kind of pull away from community, but actually, I just constantly felt God prompting me, no, remain connected to me and remain connected to my people. And so that had been such a tremendous help for me on the journey to navigate that winter season.
Bell, what's one of the songs on this album that has a very special meaning for you?
You Won Me at the Cross was a song that I wrote as I thought back and considered what the cross actually meant to me personally. And for me, that took me back to when I was just 16 years old. I was on a Scripture Union camp. I wasn't at that point a regular part of a church or a youth group or anything, but on that camp, I just knew that God was calling me, that God actually really loved me. And as I thought back about that, I poured that into this song. And I think these words, for lots of people who listen, they'll relate to that. You know, that first time you know that God's love actually is for you out of all the people in the world. So this is my song about that. You Won Me at the Cross, because that was what it was like.
Phil, have you got a favourite song?
One of my favourites on the album is a song called Lift You High. It's a song that every time I hear it, I just look up. I mean, I'm reminded of God's faithfulness, and it's a song that you can't help but praise God as you hear it. I found myself, when the first tracks came back, Bell had done the demo tracks, and then in the studio they had recorded some production elements, and I just felt myself just lifting my hands in praise to God and just reminded of all of His goodness and faithfulness.
The album wasn't put together in Australia, was it?
Very blessed and privileged to get to return to Nashville to do this one. So we did my previous album over there, New Creation, which was such a step of faith at that point. It was so beyond us. And yet, as we continued to step forward, as we felt God direct us, we saw amazing stuff happen as He provided for that one to happen. So this time, when we came to recording Seasons, I was like, yeah, that would be awesome to get to go back. We had a great relationship with the studio over there. I dreamed of getting to work with Ed Cash, who has produced and co-written so many songs for like Chris Tomlin and Carrie Job and lots of stuff that we sing all the time in our churches. And to see God open those doors and then provide a way for that to happen was amazing. When I first felt God say, it's time to record another album, I was like, are you sure, God? He gave me a particular verse, and that was in Isaiah, comfort, oh, comfort my people. Mm-hmm. And I felt like he said to me, Belle, these songs that I've given you in this winter season, in this valley that you've walked through, these are not just for you. This was not just for your healing. These songs actually are for comfort for my people. Mm-hmm. So as we entered into this album project, it really was with a sense of that God had a purpose for these songs, and we were just hanging on for the ride.
And your wish for this album under God is?
To comfort his people. I really feel like that was his words for this album, comfort my people. And certainly the journey that we've been on in the last few years as these songs have been written, it has been that journey of walking through the valley with him, that God is in fact holding us when, even at those times when we don't feel it necessarily, that we can actually trust in his promise that he's faithful. He's faithful. So that is woven throughout this album, and it's a real journey album.